Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Grady Freeman?
Speaking.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. Before we begin, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Thank you. Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I'm older.
I know it's still a
I'm
long way off, but
72.
okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And did you get a chance to vote in the 2020 election for president? Yes or no?
Yes.
And in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Body.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we have a representative
70.
sample.
72.
72, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, that's a question that needs a little bit more explanation to it.
In general,
the country is headed in a bad way because of political views on both sides.
So would you say you are very dissatisfied or just somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10, if it is the most important. 5, if it's somewhat important. And 0, if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay? The first issue... Making housing more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important?
8.
Protecting voting rights and democracy?
9.
9. Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine?
5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy? From 0 to 10?
10.
10.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Legalizing marijuana?
0.
Banning tobacco products for adults? 1. Okay. And the next one, banning tobacco products for adults. How important?
7.
From 0 to 10? 7.
7.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
10. Okay, thank you so much. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
And now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. And by the way, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. And the first name is Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
0. Republicans in Congress, in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
25.
The American Medical Association, or AMA.
25.
From 25. Joe Biden?
40.
And the tobacco industry?
10.
10. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And I want you to rate again on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay? The first one, authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10, how important?
That's a 10.
Preventing underage tobacco use?
That's a 10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
That's a 10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
That's a 10.
Removing illegal e-vapor or electric cigarette products from the market?
That's a 10.
Thank you. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Is that a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or a strongly opposed?
I support.
Strongly? Or just
somewhat? Yes.
Strongly support.
Strongly and support.
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes, I'm in favor of that.
Strongly support or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm? What do you think?
Much more benefit.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Right now, other issues are more important.
Okay. And now we're almost done. We're 75%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you two brief statements some people have made about this ban, and please just tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose to create a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Or statement B, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives, and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. So which of the two statements do you agree with more? Much more with A or somewhat more with A?
Much more with A.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
Higher taxes.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Thank you. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And for each one, please just tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Just three. The first one, are you very concerned about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all about
very
this happening.
Concerned.
Okay, the last two. The regulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Very, somewhat, not very concerned or not at all.
Very.
And the last one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very, somewhat, not very or not at all.
Very.
Okay. And now we're almost, this is basically the last part of the survey I'm going to review. Let me see, three statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government, and please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, and decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking and working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10, how agree with that statement?
A 5.
5. And the last two. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, how agree with that?
Read that again, please.
No problem. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, strongly agree, somewhat, or do not agree at all with that statement?
I do not agree with that statement at all.
Okay. 0? You may use any number.
Zero.
From 0 to 10. 0.
Zero.
And the last one. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop from people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10?
10.
I strongly agree with that. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So let me ask you again, please. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support.
Yes.
And again, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
It's much more harmful. But it'll give it more benefits.
Okay,
it's
but
catch-22.
I have four options. I have much more benefits, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more
some,
harm.
Just say somewhat. Somewhat more benefits.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who you to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more, somewhat less, or
somewhat,
much less willing?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Electric cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Soda or pop?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And beer?
No.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated high school.
Thank you. And are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married 53 years.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help and for your patience.
You,
have a great day.
Yes, and you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night. Bye.